This is an extract from an email from Philip Jones, who is Archdeacon following your
after me,
role,
yes,
to Colin Perkins, who was at that time the diocesan safeguarding advisor, relaying a conversation from a Reverend Hugh Glazier, who was your predecessor as Archdeacon of Lewis and Hastings. Is that right?
Correct.
And what he says, essentially, is that in relation to Bishop Eric, he's not surprised to have heard that Bishop Eric went to a parish to prepare the ground in regard to Roy Cotton, who we know had a conviction at the time he entered the Diocese of Chichester for sexual offence. And he made another remark about Bishop Eric being rather prone to take a rather laissez-faire view. And he, as in Mr. Glazier, did remember having an argument with Bishop Eric about an appointment to another parish in relation to similar background difficulties. So similar difficulties to Roy Cotton, who had the conviction. Is that consistent with your experience of Bishop Eric Kemp's approach to individuals accused of or convicted of sexual offences?
I have to say that I never had any dealings before Robert Coles with Bishop Eric about anyone who had committed any or were any allegations of sexual offences. I appreciate that Bishop Eric was the only one who had knowledge of the 1954 conviction. I think Bishop Eric saw that, like the police, as a spent conviction. Roy Cotton, I understand, was ordained with the approval of not only the Archbishop of Canterbury, but the Bishop of Derby, who had been his principal, the Bishop of Ely, who was the chairman of Ackham, the Bishop of Portsmouth, who was going to ordain him.
Just so we're clear, we know all of that information now, and what you say is you are assuming, or you believe that Bishop Eric would have seen that as a spent conviction. So that we're completely clear, did you ever discuss Roy Cotton's conviction with Bishop Eric, or is that something that you're assuming from your experience of Bishop Eric?
I never recall discussing Roy Cotton with Bishop Eric. I mean, only when it came up at the staff meeting.
So when you say he treated it as a spent conviction, that's what you believe?
I am assuming that. I mean, I cannot believe that Bishop Eric would have been putting Roy Cotton into a parish knowing that he was a risk.
So you don't think that he would have associated a conviction for a child sexual offence with a current risk?
No, not a historic one.